ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Thank you for downloading the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. It's a tough old day to be New South Wales supporters living in Queensland.
Yeah, because you want to gloat, but you also don't want to be hurt.
You don't want to be chased out of the state with a flaming torch and a pitchfork.
Exactly.
And that's sort of where we're at. It's all about the right level of gloating, isn't
it? Yeah. But... oh, it's good. Sorry.
Yeah, great. Don't want to make it awkward. Man, what a game to watch on the telly last night. I don't think I've ever seen so much maroon at Suncorp Stadium. Like, even though these are, you know, Queensland home games, Townsville put on such a show. There was so much maroon.
And the sound coming from that stadium was insane. It was like, believe there was one point where the players didn't hear the ref call six again because the crowd was so loud. And so they kicked it thinking it was last tackle. And they actually had six again.
Yeah, that went against Queensland.
That's how loud the crowd was.
I reckon they could hear it at Suncorp Stadium.
Probably.
Totally.
Today we decided to throw a question to the wind and hope we got something in return, like a boomerang. And the question was, have you eaten your own placenta? We'd love to chat to someone who has done this. And we've got Veronica Milson on the phone with us right now. How are you, Veronica?
Very full, actually, from having eaten my own placenta.
Yeah. And it'd be all gamey and meaty and a lot going on.
Big steak.
It's basically kangaroo meat. Like, if you imagine kangaroo meat, it cooks a bit like that. And I did this for a reason, I'll tell you. Like, I didn't just decide to have a baby in order to eat my placenta. I decided when I had a newborn, right, I had this, like, mission that I was going to raise her using zero waste. Mm. And so I thought, oh, what should I do with the afterbirth? I've got to put it to good use. I don't want to have it incinerated. What I will do is cook it up into a meal. And then I was, like, considering the different ways. A lot of people do lasagna.
Oh,
and I thought,
lasagna.
I'm going to cook it into a sausage roll, which is exactly what I did.
Doesn't sound as good as lasagna, but it still
Although
works.
Although it's wrapped in pastry. We've always said anything wrapped in pastry tastes good.
Makes it better, 100%.
It's true. And anything with, like, I didn't imagine placenta with cheese would be anything that I'd be into. Sorry if your listeners are eating breakfast right now.
It's right on breakfast time as well. I've heard of people eating their placenta by turning it into dry pills, which I can almost stomach because,
like,
it's a pill. There's no taste or anything. But you made a sausage roll. The million-dollar question is, did you have tomato sauce on the top?
I didn't. I didn't even think of that. I only nibbled on it. What I did was I bought it around as a dish to my good friend Lewis Hobbs' house.
You did not.
I did. And then I did end up revealing to him what it is because I thought it was super unethical to have not.
Yeah.
And he basically spat in my face.
Wow.
I've heard of new mums eating their placenta because of potential health benefits. And I can kind of get on board with that, but getting other people to eat it, I'm not about.
No, I mean, to be honest, I'm not either. And now that I think back to that moment exactly, I'm like, wow, I was one crazy lady. But I think I was all hormoned up, you know?
Yeah.
I was all jacked up on the hormones and I didn't quite know what I was doing, which is my defense.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, the same thing. Would you do it again?
No. Absolutely not. And I don't recommend it. But I do recommend trying to, like, do zero waste, which was the whole point of this thing. Like, I did so many weird things in this life experiment. I made a podcast about it called Zero Waste Baby. But I basically did, like, I tried to use no nappies at all, which is a whole nother disaster. Trying to potty train your kid, like, from day dot.
Oh.
Wow.
That is interesting.
God, how did that work? Just a lot of banana leaves or sheets or...
Well, the thing is, so you train them basically like a dog, like with a series of clicks and whistles and stuff. Like you teach them once they do a wee, you do a whistle or whatever, and then you teach them that when you whistle, they should wee.
Weird.
Like a Pavlov's dog thing, if you know what that is, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's a whole other interview on its own right
there.
It's
so different. When it comes to zero waste, though, if you're not going to eat your placenta next time around, if you do choose to have another child, what would you do with it? Would you plant it under a tree? Like, what are you going to do with it next time?
Yeah, it does feel like that's a classic thing that is good to do, and you'd be like, oh, that's the lemon tree where my kids, you know, the...
It's a baby tree.
The baby tree. But I feel... It does feel like I should step it up, but I'm not even sure how I could get worse than having made it into a blue sausage roll and serving it to someone else. It does feel like it needs to be worse.
Yeah, I think, no, I feel like you need to step back, not forward.
The plasagna, man. Seriously, it's back poetry. It the plasagna, it's got to be made. Check out Veronica's podcast, Zero Waste Baby. You can get that where our podcast is every day on the Listener app. Veronica, you're awesome. Thank you for sharing your story of eating your own placenta. Love it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you had to hear it.
He promised that he would talk to us after the game. Kyle Felt, he debuted in State of Origin for Maroons on the field in Townsville last night in his hometown, and he does join us right now. How are you, Kyle?
Good morning. I'm feeling okay. A little bit mixed emotions, but feeling pretty happy at the moment. Which is pretty good.
Obviously, the scoreline didn't fall in your favour last night, mate. But I got to ask, how did you pull up? Because as a guy who watches, you know, you every week for the Cowboys, just playing regular round rugby league, it's just another level when it comes to intensity, State of Origin. So, how's the bones this morning?
Yeah, like you said, it does go to a different, like a different level, and the intensity goes through the roof. The body's feeling okay. Just got a little bit of a knock to the back, like right at the end of the game there, when I caught a ball. But other than that, pretty good, which is surprising. I'm actually pretty happy with it.
It is surprising, and you are currently on your way to Cowboys training because there is a game for the Cowboys tomorrow night. Do you reckon you're going to be up for it?
Yeah, like you said, we are playing tomorrow night down in Sydney. I'm hoping I can, but I'll see what the physio says about my back, and I don't want to really risk too much damage if there is anything, but I don't think there is anything. It's just a cork on the in like my lower back, so we'll see how it pulls up a bit later, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Man, we got to ask you, like obviously, like you said, not the result you would want last night, but let's go back to the start of the game. You've obviously dreamed of playing in the Maroons colours. You're Townsville boy, born and bred. What was that moment like? Like running out to represent your state on the big field in your hometown. Can you describe that feeling for us?
It was a little bit weird, to be honest, because it felt like a home game because I was sitting in the sheds where I get ready nearly every week. So, and then to be able to just run out in the Maroon at home was, really, really big moment for myself, my family, especially because this is where I'm from. I'm from Townsville as well, so it makes it that much more sweeter. And the first thing I did was when I ran out, I stood in the national anthem line and looked for my parents and my wife. Oh. So it was pretty cool.
That is so special. I need to ask you as well. So the try that was made by Maroons was by Kurt Capewell, who was right next to you on the field, and he had very similar facial hair to the point where for a second I thought it was you, and then I got a text from my sister saying, your mate Kyle just got a try, and I was like, actually, he didn't. But did you have any of that? Did anyone else mistake that and congratulate you or anything?
No one that I know has messaged me or anything. But
Claim it.
Yeah. My sister thought it was you.
You scored the one try, Kyle.
Apparently.
Well, Felty, mate, we're going to let you go. You've been so generous, like, to join us, like, 36 hours before kickoff like you did on Tuesday morning and then to chat to us. I cannot believe you were on the way to Cowboys training.
Like, I know.
10 hours after full-time or whatever, which is crazy. But you've been so generous with your time, mate.
And despite the result, such a special moment for you last night playing in front of your family on your home ground. So, you know, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much, guys. It means a lot, and always willing to give back to you guys. Do a lot for us, and I know not only Townsville but Queensland listening are really thankful for you guys for what you do.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back for the last time this week, Friday morning, and it's worth $1,000 cash.
If you want an answer to get you closer to $1,000, I don't know why you wouldn't. The answer is nurse. Probably one of the best industries, most loved
love
professions in the country.
People who make a difference. Unlike breakfast radio announcers.
We make a difference.
No, we do.
Not in the same way.
Keep on telling yourself that, mate. Whatever gets you to sleep at
lives.
Night. Our nurse is your free answer for Alpha Bucks in the morning at HIT. talking about State of Origin. There has been a State of Origin style attack on this show and on this state, in fact, by our New South Wales counterparts. So Gabby and myself, we do Breakfast Across Queensland. Mm. There's a show that does Breakfast Across New South Wales named Blandy and Shaz. Is
that,
is that what's it called?
Gaundy and Maz.
Oh, Gaundy and Maz.
Blandy and Shaz.
No, I have heard that. Yeah. No, Gaundy and Maz. Okay, so
I thought you said we're not going to stoop.
What I say and what I actually do is two totally different things. And you're right, because I didn't want to stoop to their level because it was a pretty blunt attack from them on their show the other day. This was based all on Instagram. We've had pretty impressive Instagram figures on our Insta.
It's a new page.
At Cliffo and Gabby.
Yeah, and so,
and
you
we
know,
were
building it up. Yeah.
And since the pages were started at the same time, we have consistently beat them. Until the attack the other day, this is a little of what they said on their show. Have a listen.
They've worked hard for it. They've posted some great stuff.
Have they, though? Some of it's lame. It is. I'm just being honest.
Maz is getting her origin on. I love it.
This is the thing, though, right? Your show sucks. We're better. So follow our show. We're at Gaundy and Maz on Instagram. I'm not going to apologise for being better.
Yeah, get on board Petty Origin, guys.
We've launched
an attack.
We've
done it. We've taken
over.
Have we
done it? Did we just beat them on Instagram?
We've overtaken Queensland this morning.
Yes, do a nudie run. This is the best moment.
So that's the attack.
Yeah.
As of that triad, what do we call it? Just that.
That horrible, horrible,
horrible
offensive attack.
They have jumped to the lead on Instagram.
Too.
Yeah, so they're 450 ahead of us. So I checked this morning.
Yeah.
We're at 1,800 followers on Instagram. They're at 2,250. Oof. So there's about 450
leaps and bounds
follower discrepancy there. What I want to do, and I think we need to open the phones on this on 13 10 60, instead of some sort of unprepared, just going to throw it out there attack, I feel like there needs to be an actual challenge between the two shows and between the two states.
Legitimize it.
We need to legitimize
it. Well, we need to set a challenge, formalize it, and also have like an end date so that we can see who the real winner is. Like we need to be fully on board. To beat them.
With the challenge. And
yeah.
I think you're
as
right.
As a state.
It needs to be
state against state.
Formalised, you know. Instead of just throwing blunt daggers, not knowing what your target is, like Blandy and Shaz did the other day. That's what we want. So 13, 10, 60, what should the challenge be? We're going to go show versus show, state versus state. How are we going to do this, Queensland? 13, 10, 60, what should the challenge be between our respective states and radio shows to legitimise the feud?
It's Queensland versus New South Wales, guys.
And to actually crown a winner.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because if we keep playing like New South Wales is, there's going to be no winner. We're all going to be losers.
And I was about to say as well, if they play like New South Wales did last night, we need to be on the front foot here. So we need Queensland to really up the ante.
13 10 60, give us a call. The New South Wales v Queensland challenge, the battle of the brekkie shows, what should the challenge be? We're going to go to Daniel on the phone straight up. Daniel, the New South Wales challenge, what should we do?
I reckon there should be like a quiz, trivia thing, state versus state.
Yeah.
What kind of trivia are you thinking? Like, there needs to be a category.
I reckon Origin, you know, 8 wins in a row, that's got to mean for something.
Who would we get to host it? That's the big thing.
Yeah.
We'd have to get someone from Victoria. Maybe the Victorian breakfast show could do it,
or
mate.
Perth.
Neutral host, South, you know,
Australia.
What I mean? Yeah, South Australia.
Yeah, a bunch of providers.
All right.
It would trivia be quiz, head to head.
Like, I like it, but I feel like it would just be like one trivia, whoever wins, and I want it to drag
the
out
other
longer
thing,
than
I'm
that.
Worried about, I'm worried about mine, and more importantly, your origin skills as well. That's the real issue, isn't it?
Yeah, the origin trivia.
It's definitely on the list, though, mate.
Yep.
No worries.
All right, we'll go to Greg next. Greg, what's your idea for the showdown, mate? How are we going to go head-to-head with New South Wales?
Going to have a gumboot throwing contest, mate.
Oh, a gumboot throwing contest.
Is that an actual thing, or is that something you've made up?
It has been. I did it once on Aussie Day.
Oh.
That's where I've seen it before.
Gumboot throwing. I've never heard of it.
Gumboot throwing. I'm like, yeah. I have. It's one of those weird kind of games you'd play at a pub, like a wife carrying contest or something.
Yeah, that's it.
And should we make it more Queensland and do like a plugger throwing competition?
Pie throwing or something.
Pie throwing.
Don't make it too Queensland, mate.
Yeah, you're right. And they won't agree to it.
Bias. That's good, Greg. Thanks, mate. It's on the list.
No worries, buddy.
Pat's here. Patty, what's your idea? How are we going to go head-to-head with New South Wales?
I reckon you should do a competition on the socials.
Well, okay.
Because that's how it kind of started, isn't it? That they wanted to beat us on Instagram. What challenge do you reckon?
Well, I reckon you should have them see who gets the most followers before Origin Game 2.
Oh, I like
well,
it.
Well, you did say before we needed an end date for it.
Yes. And it did start by being an Origin thing. It is kind of Origins, Queensland versus New South Wales. It makes sense to have Game 2 as the end date.
All right.
Do we need to have a goal, though, like the most followers, or do we need to, like, have a goal follower count?
I reckon, like, you could do most followers, but I reckon 5K. Let's just go crazy.
It's a lofty one.
I reckon they'd go for that because they've already got a 450 follower head start because they are just beating us their on-air rage the other day. They got a lot of sympathy follows from that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's on the list.
I do kind of like that.
Thank you for the call, Pat.
That's all right. No worries.
All right. We will narrow it down and we will formalise this beef and we will reign supreme. Unlike the other Queensland side, who had a really tough night at the office last night.
It was fiancé Nev's birthday this week, and the birthday prank war continued, Cliffo, because you might remember I mentioned this last week. I asked Nev what he wanted for his birthday. He couldn't tell me anything. His mum then asked me what he wanted for his birthday. So I handed him the phone. I'm like, you tell her what you want because you haven't told me. And he tricked me into thinking he'd sent a message to his mum from my phone saying adult things that he wanted for his birthday from me. And I obviously freaked out because I'm like, why would you send that to your mum?
For a little while.
But he'd sent it to himself.
So he just showed you the text message without the send, like covering who it's gone to.
Yes. And it was just like this message going, I want this.
Trust me. No man is going
to
send that list.
To his mother.
To his mother.
I know, but
I love that he freaked you out.
Well, I took that on board. I'm like, how can I get him back? And so I realized that, you know, even though that was a prank, he probably still did want that for his birthday. Let's be honest.
Oh, 100%.
He's a man. So,
well, he wants that and a present. Like, that's what men expect. A good present and that at night time. Later that night.
So I went to the shops to see if I could find anything for him to make him happy for his birthday. And I managed to find a gift that kind of took care of all of the above, the text and the birthday present all in one, because I found this big candle that obviously you blow out a candle. So written on the candle was blow me. And I'm like, well,
wow,
that's what he asked for, a candle. Wow.
You thought you were winning the war until later that night when you walked into the bedroom and Nev snuggled up with the candle.
Yeah, he likes it better. Right. The only problem is though, my birthday's coming up Sunday, so I bet you he's going to get me back.
There's no easy way to put this out in the world, Gabs, but I'm a filthy hypocrite. I'm the
not
man.
Shocked. But why?
Thanks, mate. I'm the man for a week who has been touting you must support your state of origin. Queensland is my adopted state. Myself and my wife will never live outside of this state. We love Queensland. Queensland is where our home is. It's where our family is and all that. But I will bleed blue until the day I die.
Because that's where you were born.
That is my state of origin. I could live here till I'm 100, but you have to support your state of origin.
Agreed.
So I don't know what came over me yesterday when I was getting the kids ready super early for their day at school and all that because my wife's away at the moment. So I had to get them ready in the dark super early before the show yesterday morning. And I dressed them both in Blues jerseys, which we have a plentiful supply of Blues merch at my house because my mum is a mad footy supporter and she's always
trying to get them on board.
And she's an op shopper as well.
Oh,
so
right.
She'll often find Blues jerseys and stuff in op shops.
Because they're expensive. That's a great way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
So the kids have always got Blues stuff. And I happily, you know, put them in the Blues stuff and take photos to rile up my Queensland mates because it's always the same thing. That's not their state of origin. And it's true.
It's true. It's
not their state of origin.
And it wouldn't have happened if your wife wasn't away either.
It's so true, yeah. She,
there's no way.
Well, the day before when she did the dressing like she normally does, they both wore maroon.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, anyway, sent them both. My daughter's 7. She goes to school. She's in grade 2. And my son's 2. He's in daycare. So they both went to daycare and school in their Blues jerseys. And this is where the story gets a bit more sinister. I'm never going to do it again because I pick up my daughter from school and she's sad.
Oh.
And I said,
oh.
I said, what's wrong, darling? And she goes, I was the only one in a blue jersey at school today and I got picked on.
Oh, you're so mean.
She goes, I got picked on, Dad. And I'm like, oh, I said, what happened? And it wasn't much. It was just a little bit of friendly banter.
Yeah, but you can know deal with when you're an adult. Girl's
like. Yeah, but she just didn't appreciate the banter. And she goes, next time for the next game, can I please wear maroon like everyone else? And I'm like, yeah. And I said, but just so you know, Dad is from there and it's okay to be a bit different. And I did that whole, you know, it's okay.
You don't have to
go with the crowd and try to be a good dad, do that spiel. I wasn't even selling it to myself, to be honest. But the whole time when she's like, I got picked on, my mind just kept going back to those 8 series in a row when New South Wales lost and Queensland kept beating New South Wales. I just thought to myself, the whole getting picked on for being a Blue, like a Blues fan, you get used to it, darling.
You do.
You get used
to it. Not often do you hear the sound of a disposable plastic bag blowing in the wind anymore, which is a good thing.
It used to be
so common.
Such a familiar sound.
So common.
You never hear that anymore.
Ever since the plastic bag ban in supermarkets, they're becoming rarer and rarer. However, you could be the proud owner of a plastic bag as a school kid from Queensland, Casey Appiata. He joins us right now. He is selling a plastic bag. How are you, Casey?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. You're a very, very...
entrepreneurial kid.
Young man, absolutely. How old are you, Casey?
I'm 17.
Okay. And back in 2018, so about 3 years ago when the bag ban came into place, you framed a plastic bag. Why
that
did you do that?
You know, it was just for laughs and, like, I've held on to it all this time. So I was like, why don't I sell it now?
Now that they're becoming super rare, why not? And you just stuck it up onto the Facebook marketplace, hoping that someone would buy a framed plastic bag. How much are you hoping to get for it?
Well, I put it on there as a joke for $100, but now that it's getting all this attention, my suit is actually going to cost about $300.
So oh, wow. Okay.
The highest offer, you know.
It's a bidding war.
The highest offer.
We should put it out there. You're not just some crazy 17-year-old trying to sell a plastic bag. And probably the only reason this story is getting traction and we're having you on is it's actually for a beautiful reason. Like, you want to make some money for something that you need. What are you actually chasing money for?
My formal suit for my end of school formal in November.
So you want a nice suit for your end of year formal?
Yeah.
Suits aren't cheap.
And that's beautiful, man.
That is so gorgeous. You want to look good for your formal. I get it. So, obviously, there is a lot of attention. It's a bidding war. How much are we up to at the moment?
Right now, I got a few buyers for
$100.
Okay.
Are we going to get to the $300 you mentioned?
I hope so.
All right.
I was going to offer $100, but if you've already got some offers in
there. No, you weren't. You bloody liar. She's all talk, Casey.
I can now, yeah.
All right. So, look, we might take a photo of this, actually, and get the details and stuff, and put it out on our socials.
See if we can get the bidding war up.
So, yeah, we're Cliffo and Gabby on our socials if people want to see this. But like Gabby said, you are an entrepreneurial young man. I would not be surprised if we see you working for, I don't know, Lord Alan Sugar or Mark Burris one day. Never.
Or on Shark Tank. We might see you on Shark Tank.
I'm thinking the Apprentice, that kind of thing. But Casey, good luck with it. We hope you get an awesome suit for your formal. Stay in contact with us and let us know how much you get for your plastic bag, okay?
Yeah, sure, will do. Thank you very much.
Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty 640. Can you handle what I'm about
to do? It's a chee up.
Yeah.
Maroon's fence, this will make you...
Well, at least distract
you. Feel? What it'll make you feel, I don't know. It'll make you feel something. So this is where I write about being a husband and a father. like an erotic novel, though, which is kind of weird. Mm. Write from a woman's perspective.
That's even weirder. Mm.
Not that weird. It's just how I write
comes
best,
naturally.
Mate. Comes naturally. This is Cliffo's Naughty 640, volume 36. Mm-hmm. He struts past me like a peacock at mating season, all full of confidence and bravado. Determination in his eyes and disinfectant wipes in his hands? What? What are they for? I think to myself. What has Big Boy got planned tonight? They're not for you, he mutters in frustration. The bloody cat's vomited in the garage again. Oh, naughty pussy. He bends over, hard at work on his knees again. He scoops the moist mass into a disinfectant wipe and carefully tosses it into the garbage. He grabs another wipe before vigorously scrubbing the concrete of that gross vomity residue that tends to stain. He won't let no spew show him who's boss. As he stands, I think to myself, I should reward him for taking such good care of my pussy vomit. But what to reward him? I have just the thing. More cleaning jobs while he's got the wipes out. Why should my pussy have all the fun?
Oh, I'm so conflicted. Yeah. So many feelings, none like, that are good.
I feel like maybe a line was crossed with the pussy vomit comment. But I'll leave that for you to decide, Queensland.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.